This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Today, CMPD released footage from the officer-involved shooting of Ruben Galindo. A Superior Court judge granted petitions filed by a local activist and an editor from the Charlotte Observer for the footage to be made public. Five videos from various officers were released. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia joins me now to discuss what we've learned from the footage. Sarah, before we get into what we see, why were police called to Galindo's home in the first place?
Well, Galindo had called 911 on September 6th saying he had a gun with no bullets and he wanted the police to come. And Galindo was facing a misdemeanor assault charge after pointing a gun at someone on April 2nd. Here's an important key part of this whole thing. Galindo requested a Spanish-speaking translator on the 911 call, which he was given. But throughout the 911 audio, there seems to be some miscommunication between the dispatcher, translator and Galindo. For example, when he's asked if he's been drinking, he says yes. When asked if he's been doing drugs, he seems confused, goes back to saying he's been drinking. And he repeats numerous times that the gun did not have any bullets. So it's not obvious from the 911 audio if he understood the instructions to put down the gun. And when told he needed to put down the gun in a safe place, he just kept repeating it doesn't have any bullets.
Okay, so what story does this footage released today tell us?
Well, we have video from five officers. One arrived after the shooting, and two were officers that fired shots, Officer Courtney Suggs and David Guerrera. In their videos, you hear them discussing how they plan to approach Galindo's apartment.
Hey, Suggs, if you're comfortable being the one voice, or if you want me to be the one voice, so he doesn't have five officers yelling at him, just loud and clear.
CMPD also says that they have stills from the video that show that Galindo has the gun. So what we're kind of hearing with that audio is that there's a little confusion as to what unit is Galindo's, and then they finally locate his place. And then from Officer Guerrera's body camera footage, you can hear him call Galindo's name. He says manos or hands, and then he yells.
Ruben! Ruben! Policia! Manos! 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 Put it down! Drop the gun! Drop the gun! Do it now! Drop the gun!
Then he fires the gun, and Galindo goes down. And we should say this is really difficult footage to watch. His family was there at the time of the shooting, and you can hear them screaming as the video goes on. In this video, it's hard to see Galindo. You can sort of see him with one arm up in the air, and it doesn't appear that he's pointing it at anyone, just that he has his arm outstretched upward.
Do any of the other videos give a clearer image of Galindo?
Well, another officer's body camera footage gives a bigger picture. He was behind Officer Guerrera on what appears to be a hill behind some trees, and you see Galindo much better. You can hear Guerrera calling for Galindo to drop his gun, but in the image of this footage, you can clearly see that Galindo's arms are, both of them are kind of upstretched over his head in some sort of V, and you can make out some flashlight from officers on the other side. One of them was Officer Suggs. Officer Guerrera may have been worried that Galindo was pointing the gun at one of these officers.
Now, officers say that he was a threat and that's why he shot. Can you see a gun?
Well, it's important to point out that this body camera footage does not show everything that an officer sees. And even with improving technology, it doesn't capture everything. CMPD does say that he did have a gun in his left hand, and we know Galindo had called 911 stating that he had a gun. Seth Stoughton is a professor at the University of South Carolina and studies police tactics. He couldn't draw a conclusion on whether the shooting was lawful, and he couldn't make out for sure whether Galindo has a gun or not. But he says officers could reasonably construe him as a threat, even with his hands in the air.
There's certainly a school of thought that says if the subject has a gun in their hand, wait for them to raise it. At that point, it might be too late. In some cases, that's true, depending on what position the officers are in. But when officers are in a tactically advantageous position, that is when they're in a position of not perfect safety, but behind cover and concealment, then the threat of having a gun that's just in someone's hands is mitigated.
And in the case, and in this case, the tactics seem sound in how CMPD approached the residents. However, Stoughton still has a lot of questions.
Where were the other officers, and what did the officers who fired the shots know about the other officers' location? How much tactical communication did the officers have with each other as they approached the subject's location? What efforts, if any, did the officers take to establish verbal communication with the subject prior to physically or visually interacting with them?
So where does this case stand now?
Well, both officers involved in the shooting were placed on administrative leave, and they're currently on administrative assignment pending the outcome of the investigation.
What is the family saying?
I spoke with Hector Vaca of Action NC, who's been speaking and working with Ruben Galindo's family, and he says the family maintains that Ruben Galindo was not a threat and that this was an unjust shooting.
WFAE Sarah D'Elia, thank you.
Thanks.